Supreme.
Folks, we are live here at Studio D. Welcome to Trainwreck tonight. You're with myself, Degenerate L, Maniac, Topher, Producer Burrs, and DJ Supreme on the tunes. Lots to talk about tonight, obviously. Crazy week in Buffalo sports. But let's get real quick. Tonight's show sponsor, it hasn't changed, Rock Bottom. Why? 2-for-1 drink specials, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Let's go.
Cut it. We have train wreck hotline.
Is this the train wreck hotline?
Is this the train wreck hotline right now?
Trill Queenswood is calling. Get ready, folks. Buckle up.
This has to be a take on the news.
Welcome to the train wreck hotline, Trill Queenswood. What do you got to say?
Hi, everybody. This is Trill Queenswood reporting live from the Iron City. Steel City. Pittsburgh, PA here.
Is it the game?
I'm on live on scene here doing some hardcore journalism, researching Nathan the Noodle Arm Peterman. All I have found here is that he is a pastor and he does trust the process. So other than that, I'm just here in Pittsburgh, you know, trying to find the Bills Mafia. Not a lot here because the steel city's full of steelheads. Other than that, I'm going to go and have a couple more brewskis with the Steelers fans as they discuss what Tyrod Taylor is going to do for them next year when he bombs balls to Antonio Brown but then chucks it down to Le'Veon Bell when it's on 3rd and 20. That's all for Trill Queenswood here in the Iron City or Steel City or whatever the hell kind of metal it is, because that's all they got here. And always, boys, this train never stops. Good night now.
Good night.
Trill. Wow. Always good to hear from Trill. I haven't heard from him in a while.
I think the last time we heard from him, he was at the Hamburg Fairgrounds reporting the bean hiring.
Was that when Terry Pegula was running around in his underwear?
That was Doug Whaley, Terry Pegula time frame.
Yeah, that was a pretty a calm scene for Trill. Like, he's just in Pittsburgh drinking. I mean, he had some fiery hot takes, future Steeler Tyrod. But
Nathan Noodle Arm Peterman. I've heard that from Frank and Cheek Tawaga.
Yeah, that's about it. That might be trademarked from Noodle Arm.
But what were you thinking when that news broke?
It's not the first time this season where I've looked at my phone, seen breaking news from the Bills, and been absolutely shocked. Like, actually had to open the notification to confirm, like, it wasn't like a hack or something. Like, trade Sammy Watkins, trade Marcell Dareus. Now this, like, it's absurd. It just seems like something that you wouldn't predict they would do. So, which is it? Were they never invested from Tyrod from the get-go, and that's why they never had the offense tailored towards him? Pun intended. Or do they actually think they have something in Peterman and they're trying to salvage this season right now?
I think they actually they're trying to salvage this season. And at the same time, I think they're trying to prep for the 2018 NFL Draft. They know what they have in Tyrod Taylor. They know it's been the most mediocre football week in and week out. What's the worst that happens with Peterman? This is a great year for the Buffalo Bills to make the playoffs. He cannot be that much worse, right? And if the 2018 NFL Draft, you have 6 picks in the first 3 rounds, Nathan Peterman's going to tell you, what are you going to do with those first 6 picks?
The Steelers are 7-point favorites tonight, hosting the Titans.
We have another call coming out of the hotline. Hey, to interrupt you, Maniac.
The hotline's going off the rails. Who is it?
Trainwreck Hotline. We have
Nick in Tampa.
Nick in Tampa.
We have Nick in Tampa. Nick, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how we doing? First time, long time. Nick from Tampa.
Welcome, Nick.
Hey guys, listen. You know, I think the bottom line here is Terry Pegula is trying to win a championship. Unfortunately, to us, we have no fucking idea what that even means. I just want a goddamn playoff game. I need a reason to really bring out the Cavs. I don't know about you guys. I'm ready to just see one of those and go from there versus Pegula's idea of let's just like get right to the championship now. It doesn't seem like it's a thing that you just go to. You work your way there. I don't know. What do you guys think?
So you don't think Peterman is helping just get to that playoff game? You think
we expect big things right away? Because I think Taylor is the kind of guy that's just going to get us to the playoffs. We're trying to see if Peterman is a guy that can get us to past that. And if he's not there, then we draft someone.
You got to love this take from Mick and Tampa. Taylor's a guy that can obviously get us to the playoffs, but we're trying to get a little bit more than that and see if Peterman has the icing on the cake, per se, here. Something a little playoff magic.
Man, listen, I'm just trying. I just want a playoff game. Listen, you got to see what it's like in Tampa with the Snapchats from the train. I mean, guys, I go to work on Mondays, and people are literally crowding around me first period, I'm a teacher, to see the Snapchats of, like, Brad Curtis funneling a Four Loko and like, people child. Going through tables.
Brad Curtis, shout out.
Nick from Tampa, you got 10 seconds. What do you got to say?
Well, listen, guys, I just hope that the train keeps moving. I changed my handle from WGR to the Trainwreck Sports. I did it for a reason. I think those are the new guys in town, so keep it rolling. I like the fresh attitude, and you guys aren't dicks. That's a start, because I'll even admit those guys can be dicks, and you guys aren't, so keep it rolling. Train never stops, boys.
Thank you,
good
Nick.
Night now, hey, good night now.
Oh, yeah, and good night.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Nick from Tampa.
They had a late-night softball game. May have been already tipping a couple back.
I'm loving this hotline, though. We got people in Florida. Instead of just commenting and giving the hearts, which we love, by the way, and keep it going.
It's our lifeblood.
They have a voice live on the show. Those takes were spicy.
Well, we got the takes, and we've given our piece right now. Let's get into it with a little Peterman predictions, okay?
Okay.
I think we're going to see a little bit more McCoy. 6 more carries for McCoy, especially with Tolbert being a little nicked up this week after his garbage time use.
I've never seen people celebrate an injury like that. Like, I don't know if you were talking to people today.
Yeah, people are loving it. Hate Tolbert, like, stretch runs, which we apparently love. Anyways, I'm thinking that we see Peterman, 14 of 27, 183 yards. One touchdown, one pick.
God, that was like we got pretty much the exact same stat line.
We have Scotty Hartridge from the grass lot. Peterman, 368 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 pick.
Yeah, Maniac. I mean, I completely agree with like.
I'm sorry.
I completely agree with that area of the stat line. Like, I don't think he's not gonna blow the Chargers defense out of the water here. I don't see the Bills putting up a whole ton of points. It's gonna come down still to the defense. If they can actually make plays like a few weeks ago, like the Tampa game, if they can make those plays in clutch time, then the Bills are going to win. But I think he'll do well. I don't see him, you know, throwing 4 touchdowns or anything, though.
And you got to love, Peterman's going into an environment that probably could be, what, 50-50 Bills fans?
Definitely.
I mean, how many thousands of fans fit in that soccer field? Is it 35?
It's a rather tiny venue.
Last time at the Coliseum, there was, what, 20,000 Bills fans? Yeah. You got to think that. It's going to be a neutral crowd for him. It's not going to be a hostile environment.
No, definitely not a hostile environment. Not like a Kansas City or a New England.
We got some great pass rushers, though, on the Chargers, though. Joey Bosa.
Ingram.
Ingram, I mean. These guys are in the top 10 in sacks. The offensive line is going to have to step up, too. It's not just going to be all Peterman.
So, wait, real quick. We got some people asking. This game's starting real soon. We'll get right back to the Bills and Peterman. What's the lock tonight for this Steelers-Titans
Titans plus
game?
7.
Titans plus 7.
Steelers. We need the Steelers. We need this.
I would say tease the Steelers with a game this weekend. It's Thursday night, short week. The home teams have been really playing well on Thursday night football.
Yeah, and everyone out there on the train, make sure you update your iPhones. We don't want you to type I and get an A box question mark. Nobody likes to see that happen.
What happened with Apple there?
Just dropped the ball. To be honest, A box question mark. Don't know what they were doing.
Is that a Mr. Robot hack?
Yeah, it might have been a hack. It might have been the 5.9.
Because, like, Apple's Evil Corp, kind of, right?
Kind of. In a weird way.
So, okay, so Steelers, Titans.
Speaking of the environment being comfortable, where's going to be our comfortable environment on Sunday?
Oh, we forgot to tell you guys because we got some train wreck hotline blowing up.
Oh, it was blowing up.
This Sunday, 3:30, we'll be going live with a pregame show from Not the Rock Bottom. Our first show kind of outside of that place. We will be at Grandma Mora's on Hurdle. Very excited. Checked out the place on Tuesday.
1465 Hurdle Avenue.
Great bar area, awesome specials, three tacos for $5. What else we got?
Some tequila touchdowns from Nathan Peterman, yeah, maybe.
We'll be tequila touchdowns.
It's handsome Vinny behind the bar.
And please, I know a lot of you guys, you can't make it up to the North Towns. You know, rock bottom's tough for you, even though we have Uber. But we are going to be in downtown Buffalo. Everyone who lives downtown, please make it to Hurdle. Support the train. It's going to be an awesome time. We're expecting more, 50, 60 people.
If you
right
haven't
now?
Made it at Rock to Rock Bottom, we expect you to be at Grandma Morris. Come on, where would you rather be than Grandma's for this great away game?
Jeremy White's territory up there. He lives probably – he can kick a football and it'll hit
Grandma
Morris.
We can throw
Morris.
A rock at his house. So, white or wrong
– we won't do that, though.
I'm not – I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying we could reach his house with a rock. No one's going to throw it.
Football. Say something else.
But – very exciting stuff. Grandma Morris, 3:30. We'll be doing a pregame show, halftime show, postgame show. And there'll be games, giveaways.
The giveaways are going to be nuts. The games are nuts. The wheel's going to be back. It's like, literally, why? Where else would you rather be? Quote, unquote, Marv Levy.
I know. Here's the deal. I know a lot of people probably that do stuff on Sunday away games that have their tradition. And it's tough to break. I'm serious.
I'm with you.
A lot
I'm
of people
you.
Like to do the same thing every Sunday. But what can we tell these people? Why do they come out? Why do they change up their routine? A lot of people like to drink, get hammered at their house on Sundays. They don't want to drive. Pay for an Uber, split an Uber, right? You live downtown, you split four people in an Uber. It's going to be, what, $3 each, if that?
Early RSVPs, we have about 40-plus passengers going. So anyone who's anyone can get a ride to this place this Sunday. No doubt about it.
Exactly.
If you say you can't come because you can't get a ride, then, you know, to be honest, you're just looking for an excuse.
So, Brad Curtis, show up. Chug some drinks. Eat some tacos.
Oh, Brad's going to be there.
Who doesn't want Monday diarrhea? Sorry.
Jesus. All right.
Should we get back into Peterman and the Bills? Yeah. How is this affecting the game Sunday? LeSean McCoy in the back. Okay, he's done. So, I'll go to Topher. So, right. Topher, what do you expect now with this running game, though? I mean, with Tyrod, it was consistently eight men in the box. So, you got to think. This opens up the running game a little bit.
I think Peterman's going to have to make some nice throws early on. He's going to have to make some nice throws early on in the game, but if he does that, then the running game is definitely going to have its opportunities, especially if the Bills obviously get a lead of like 7-10 points. Anything above that maniac is the noises.
I'm back.
No, he's back. All right. But yeah, no, I think obviously the running game, if Peterman can make a few of those throws to the outside, anticipatory throws, you know, I think it's definitely going to open it up.
And Scotty, you make a great point. We need someone to compliment Shady. And with no Tolbert, hopefully this Sunday, who is it going to be?
I almost drank Els Bomber there.
Charles
I just
Clay.
Straight up.
Clay. No, we're talking about another running
tight
back.
End, tight end is the rookie QB's best friend.
You're right. He should be big for Peterman, but he's also got other weapons. Kelvin Benjamin, you saw. I mean, obviously it was a garbage time touchdown, but he was at least throwing the ball to him, something that Tyrod was not doing. But the Bills need a second running back, somebody who could step it up a little bit when Shady runs for 70 yards and needs a break.
I agree. Of course. A little change of pace guy.
So from a defensive standpoint, it looks like Phillip Rivers, full practice today. Obviously, he still has to pass a test to get out of concussion protocol. That's going to happen this weekend, but it looks like he's going to play.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to play. So you got the Lynn storyline. You got Rivers playing against, the Bills. He kind of owns us out on the West Coast. Have we ever beaten the Chargers in the Rivers area on the West Coast?
Not in my memory.
Believe not. We've beaten them like once or twice here.
The power, the game where the power went out, beat them.
We actually may have only beaten them once, yeah.
It's a tough matchup. You're going on the road. Obviously, the crowd's not a factor, but San Diego is the best 3-6 team in the NFL by far. They've lost heartbreakers. They kept it on the road in New England, lost by a touchdown. Last week, a tough loss in Jacksonville. They're a good football team.
They play a lot of one-score games. Everyone knows that Phillip Rivers, big cat, Stucky, they always say, Phillip Rivers, one-score game in the fourth quarter. It's like clockwork.
Anything else about the Bills?
Last thing about Peterman.
I'm optimistic. Despite losing the last two games and looking like a train wreck, they couldn't stop a cold or whatever the phrase is.
Couldn't catch a cold.
Couldn't stop
a glacier's huge.
Couldn't stop anything.
I don't
Literally
know.
They could not stop anything nothing last week.
Yeah, that's true.
But
not,
I don't know.
Not
maybe
even
maybe
Earth,
they'll make the adjustments. Maybe they'll have a bounce back.
Last thing on Peterman, I think this is Listen, the national media loves Tyrod. They've obviously been bashing the move all week. But that's just because the only highlights they've really seen are from like the Seattle game last year, the Denver game this year, where he's actually like making great plays. So I think this is Bean kind of defending his moves, both with drafting Peterman and trading for Benjamin. Like, you can't trade a first and a third for or a third and a fifth for Benjamin or whatever the hell it was, and have him average two catches a game for the next year and a half or however long he stays here. So I think this is him trying to like get something to happen where his moves look good. But I love the move because even with the argument that the defense, Tyrod, like no quarterback's gonna win with what the defense did the last couple weeks.
That's true.
If Tyrod had so many three and outs and so many negative drives, like the defense didn't even have a chance to really sit down and get a sip of water, get yelled at by the coaches after giving up 95 yards before having to go back out there and do it again.
I know.
So just a couple first downs every now and then, it's going to go a long way for the defense, I think.
And let's hopefully we see a quarterback that takes a three-step drop and makes a throw across the middle right away.
Haven't had one in a decade.
No. Oh, and that list of Buffalo Bills quarterbacks over the past, what, since 99 is disgusting.
I actually thought it was going to look longer. Like, I feel like that list is as long as Cleveland's in the last, like, 6 years, since 2010,
so
probably.
So gross. So,
are we done with Bills here?
We're done with Bills.
Couple comments in the group chat. GM Smokey asked, where's the Christmas tree
at
Diane?
So, there's no Christmas tree yet at Diane. I'm the kind of guy that there's no Christmas music or tree until after December. There will be a tree here, and it will be real. It will not be fake. Even though I live with someone who is Jewish, there will be a big Christmas tree in the living room with, what's that thing called? A menorah in the windowsill.
Can we get a menorah right up here?
Yeah, right up here.
Perfect.
This house, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah.
Christmas music, when's it going to be played here?
December 1st.
So, no Thanksgiving, none of that. It's December.
Not yet. All right. You will hear Christmas music on this show with DJ Supreme after December starts.
Yeah, I think after Thanksgiving, it's fair game. You know, like, even if you want to start setting up that Thanksgiving night, I'm with you.
It's acceptable.
Go ahead.
I'll still wait a little bit. There's Black Friday. It's a big weekend in college football. I don't need a Christmas tree yet.
Huge weekend.
You know what I mean? I'm not chopping anything down that weekend. It is. It's conference weekend, right? Really, or no, it's like the weekend after that.
No, it's conference
weekend. It's the final weekend in football, college football.
Yeah. Final shuffle.
I'm not focused on getting a damn tree in this house or listening to, you know, Bruce Springsteen Christmas music yet. Not yet. So,
are you actually just going to go chop down a tree?
No, I'm going to ask GM Smokey.
Okay, good.
We'll figure it out. So, all right. So, let's talk real quick. Buffalo Sabres, they are clearly, with the train wreck tracker, they're still below the Buffalo Bills, unfortunately. It's a classic game against the Pittsburgh Penguins where we put a couple goals in early quick. We're up 2-0. They creep back. We go up. They creep back. We go up again. And then what happens? They tie it late and take us down in the first 20 seconds in overtime.
You're absolutely right. It's an annual game.
It is.
The most notable one, I think, was 2008, Crosby hat trick in the light blue jerseys. Pretty much the same story. They had like a 3-0, 3-1 lead. Just absolutely blew that lead. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Crosby has like 45 points in 30 games against us. Like,
and yeah,
just can't stop that guy.
Crosby was in a drought going into this game.
And you knew he was going to end it that game.
And he ended it against us again.
There was so much foreshadowing in the pregame talks.
Is it goaltending that's the issue?
No, it's not goaltending that's the issue. Especially when Lehner's in the game.
I know. Eichel lost his man on the last play,
man.
There.
Eichel was a lost kitten.
But
early touchdown for the Steelers. My Titans not looking
good. Yeah, your Titans are already in trouble.
Petty fist pump.
Where'd you get that Expos hat?
Got it from my sister when she went to Quebec. Shout out to Abby. Great sister.
Abby Bashara?
Yeah.
She's a huge train follower.
Oh, big time.
Just to clear my conscience. Because I just can't focus. I just took a sip of your bomber on accident. I mean,
it's okay. I doubled
that. I feel like Topher would turn himself in for like any crime. Anytime he does something wrong, he's always the first to like admit
it. Speaking about crime, how about the streaker?
Yeah, we gotta talk about that. Yeah, we gotta talk about the streaker. Yeah, he's literally. I think he's already made money back. He's already profited.
Is he still in jail? A couple days ago, he was.
No, he bought out.
He's out.
He rolled doubles on his second try.
But I am so pissed. I was not there for that. That was the highlight of the game. We're in the car. Murphy didn't know how to call it. Didn't know who it was. At first, he said Shady's at the 20, and then he figured it out who it was. But yes, he did.
He did not say Shady.
He said Shady's at the 20, and Kelso must have bumped him or something.
He did not mistake the streaker for Shady McCoy. That's just not
Shady's at the 20.
Jesus.
So. But honestly, the guy went 100 yards into the end zone, does a dance move, and then got tackled. But
he sprinted like 110 yards, basically, then turned around and like tried to make a move like on a security guard. They had like 110 yard head start, basically, like on like trying.
Was he trying to do like the Madden thing? Go.
Yes.
Get the touchdown, then say, okay, you know what? We're going to go back, try to go to the other touchdown, to do it again. So we're going to do 300 yards.
Tecmo Bowl status. He was trying to do a real-life Tecmo Bowl, naked. But, yeah, apparently a bar in Rochester is going to be paying half his legal fees for appearance this week. So, yeah, if the Bills make the playoffs, this guy's looking to turn like a heady profit.
Did that guy have a job?
He's a coach for a roller derby team. So, you know, clearly, and you know, if you go in his, you know, his page, it's his name, Senor Wiener. So clearly this is not like, this wasn't just like a random idea. Like probably people are like used to like this guy like slinging it around.
And from what I've heard, he's got an absolute.
Oh, a hammer. Dog. He's got a hammer.
He's proud of what's going on.
I had a guy in section 112. He took a couple picks. And because he took his phone. He's like, I got to get some pics of this. I saw him at work, and I'm like, is that a foreign object? Like, what is that thing? And you got to think it's cold out. You got to think there's going to be some freezing involved.
It's freezing.
Like, but he must have been so drunk where it's still flopping everywhere.
Yeah, he was flopping is a great way to describe it. Kind of like the Bills defense that day.
I mean, couldn't stop anything. Neither could the cold stop that penis.
But, you know, honestly, in the day, so this guy's getting charged with public lewdness. Like, you know, let's just have a quick discussion, you know, because obviously if this, you know, if this act was done at a public park, you know, with 10 kids there, we would all, it'd be a registered sex offender, like, for sure.
Well, isn't that happening,
though? Yeah, apparently he is being charged, like, as a sex offender, but, you know, the common common idea is that he's going to plead it down and, like, not be that, but, you know, it's interesting.
Wait, didn't you say he pleaded not guilty to public
witness? Oh, yeah, pleaded not guilty, like, wasn't me. Like,
it wasn't
you know,
me.
Like,
oh, my God.
Thought they caught me at the 50? Wasn't me.
Shady at the 20.
You did not call Shady at the 20. All right,
so let's wrap this up. Peterman Sunday in LA, massive game. Anthony Lynn, Philip Rivers most likely going to play. I hope all you guys come out to Grandma Mora's. Thank you for everyone, Trill Queenswood, Nick from Tampa, for chiming in with the Trainwreck Hotline tonight to start the show. That was awesome. But like I said, I don't know what you guys got to say, but I hope everyone shows up this Sunday.
Everyone on the West Coast, everyone on the East Coast, let's do it.
It's going to be awesome. Big win. Big Bills win coming this Sunday.
Producer Burrs, DJ Supreme, thank you again. Andy out in Cleveland, thank you as well. See you at Grandma Mora's this Sunday. Good night now.